Hey guys, Acid Capitalist Hugh Hendry. I wanted to catch up. So a lot of you saw the interview with Three Arrows and Kyle. And the background there was I was in Miami, Art Basel, and was having a rather fun time. And I fear I was a little bit hungover with the Kyle interview. And I gave him too much of an easy ride. The story is really quite fascinating because what was happening with the Bitcoin mania, Bitcoin was in a bull market. And you could, one of the very few ways for an institution to gain access to Bitcoin, because it was very difficult, was to buy into the, what I'd call a closed-end fund. In the UK, we'd call it an investment trust. But because of the rarity or the scarcity or the difficulty of gaining exposure into institutional portfolios, there was a lot more buyers, if you will, than sellers, and Bitcoin was trending very positively. And so it traded at a premium. And let's say initially it traded at a 20% premium to NAV. I'm going to bring up the chart. Boom, the chart. This is the chart of the premium to NAV. And I want to say, like, from about 2015, the trade that the hedge fund guys, smart people were doing is they were coming in. If you were an accredited investor, then you could go to the trust and you could ask them to create new units. And those units would be created at par. And they would buy you Bitcoin and it would sit in their vault. It'd be vested for 6 months. So you were implicitly at risk of Bitcoin falling. But remember, the Grayscale was trading at a 20% premium. So if you're bullish, you think 6 months' time it's going to be higher in price, you've effectively got a 20% premium. 20% premium, you've got a 20% positive carry in your favor. So you're owning something trending positively with a 20% positive carry. What I mean by that is, fast forward 6 months and the Bitcoin price is no longer 100, but it's gone up 40%. So you've made 40% because in 6 months' time, you receive these Bitcoin units, which they had been created for you at 100. And let's assume that the premium is still 20% on the Grayscale units. So you then end up getting, what do you get? You get the 140 because the price has gone higher. I'm now looking at my calculator. Can you believe I can't work out 1.2 times 140? Your units in Grayscale now are valued at 168 and you sell them. And buddies who were doing this, they were buying $1 million clips. Again, I'm going to bring you up another chart, which is the market capitalization of Grayscale. So in 6 months' time, you're looking to sell what was $1 million investment, but you've captured the 20%, so that's 200,000, plus you've captured the 40% increase in the underlying value, the intrinsic value of the Bitcoin, which is appreciated over that time. So you're looking to sell 1.68 million, which is kind of no big deal, because this is, you know, 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19. And selling $1.5 million in the context of, you know, $1 billion plus fund or trust shouldn't be a huge deal. And I had friends who just did this over and over and over again. I've got a buddy who made, I think, $15 million doing this. I wish I had. And then what happened was Kyle and his buddies come in. And they're like, we love this trade. We love Bitcoin. Bitcoin's going to the moon. And at the same time, Grayscale, so round the back, they own, I want to say Genesis, there's two names, Geminis and Gemini. They own one of them. And they are lending Bitcoin. And so they want to come round the back, and they're going to Kyle, hey, listen, we'll lend you $1 billion worth of our Bitcoin, and you'll pay us, I don't know, 10, 15%. And for Kyle, it's like, fine, because now the premium on the Grayscale is maybe 30%. So he's still got positive carry. He's paying away 15, he's receiving 30. The incentive for Grayscale is when they issue stock, this is a permanent fund. It's resting and staying invested in the fund in perpetuity. And they get 2.5% in perpetuity every year. For the more that accredited investors come in and demand units to be created. So you can see there's a kind of, there's two parties and they are incentivized to issue and to have people buying more Bitcoin. The problem is Kyle comes in, Kyle and his buddies come in. My buddy was doing $1 million. They're doing $30 billion. Obviously, this is 2021 and the early parts of 22. Now, by then, it's getting easier to get institutional exposure to Bitcoin. You could get it through futures, and more importantly, the Canadians allowed an ETF to start trading a Bitcoin ETF. So the problem you have is you've got this, it's like a snake which has swallowed this elephant of $30 billion. And in 6 months' time, to crystallize your gain, you've got to sell the $30 billion. That's like it's like a $30 billion IPO. And some of my misses I've talked about, 3M. 3M is a huge industrial group, one of the constituents of the Dow 30. That's a $60 billion company. So effectively, they had an IPO half the size of 3M, which they know about. It's an event that's going to happen. But the rarity of using Grayscale as a means to own Bitcoin is becoming less and less. And so the premium is beginning to falter a little bit. And of course, when it gets to the 6 months, there's just no chance of help that they can realize. And as they start coming, start unloading, of course, the Bitcoin price is falling. The premium to asset value is disappearing. And then you go from like 20, 30, 40% premium to 20, 30, 40% discount. And it's the end of Three Arrows. So really, I give Kyle a profoundly easy ride. I should have been saying to him, what were you thinking? You clearly weren't thinking. I guess that's what he says. If only he'd had the asset capitalist, maybe things would have been different. Maybe. I hope that helps. This is one, I hope, in a continuing series of actually trying to come back and have reflections as the sun goes down and I'm captured in the dark in St. Bart. Love you all. Love from St. Bart's. Trade wise, trade wise, trade wise.